It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Birchwood's American Legion is closed following a fire yesterday. A barren man arrested for allegedly making and possessing child pornography. You can't boat across flooded waters on private property, a judge says. And a new mural is being painted on the Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce building. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Birchwood's American Legion is closed following a fire Monday afternoon. Birchwood Fire Chief Ken George said a worker and the building's security system detected the fire, which started in the basement, sometime around 1:45 p.m. Monday. Firefighters found flames and smoke coming from a basement window and quickly extinguished the blaze. George said the cause of the fire was being investigated, but it was not suspicious and possibly started from a mechanical issue. There was fire damage in the basement and minor fire damage on the main level. The most damage was from water and smoke, the chief said. No injuries were reported. The American Legion Post 379 said on social media the establishment will be closed until further notice, and they will provide updates at a later time. A barren man has been arrested for allegedly producing and possessing child pornography. 40-year-old Joshua Sergeant was arrested last Thursday at the culmination of a months-long investigation, said Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. Last month, investigators searched Sergeant's residence on South Mill Street in Barron and seized his electronic devices, which were analyzed by the Department of Criminal Investigation. Authorities said evidence showed Sergeant was making child pornography. He was being held in the Barron County Jail with formal charges pending from the Barron County District Attorney. A Wisconsin judge is limiting the public's right to use flooded rivers, lakes, and streams. Jefferson County Circuit Court Judge Bennett Brantmeyer issued the ruling Monday in a case involving provisions in the Wisconsin Constitution that guarantee public access to navigable waters. Thomas Reese of Exonia filed a lawsuit last year alleging airboat users were crossing his property when it flooded. State Department of Natural Resources policies state that access is granted to any part of a navigable waterway as long as the person remains in the water. Reese contended that public access ends at the ordinary high water mark. Brantmeyer ordered the DNR to develop new policies. A Dane County judge could rule on whether or not disabled voters may cast absentee ballots electronically from home in this November's election. Assistant Attorney General Carla Keckhaver on Monday argued against allowing that.
If this court were to change absentee voting procedures now, it would disrupt the election that's going to be happening in just 2 months. They'll start absentee voting for November, and would cause confusion to clerks and voters with potentially serious consequences.
Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April. Judge Everett Mitchells is expected to issue a ruling this week. U.S. Senate candidates Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde have agreed to a debate. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
The two will face off on October 8th, and the debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The debate will be moderated by Poynter Institute faculty member Jill Geisler and will feature questions from other panelists. Baldwin is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. Hovde previously ran for Senate in 2012, but was defeated in the primary by Tommy Thompson. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Motorists and pedestrians passing the Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce can see a new mural being created. Rice Lake artist Lauren Hill is the designer and painter. It's her first full-scale mural. She took a moment to talk about it while working on it this past Sunday.
I have herons that live in the field by my house, and they inspire me every day. I just love them so much, so I thought, why not put them over the beautiful sunset over Rice Lake and kind of just tie together what Rice Lake is to me. We're just using exterior house paint, and I've been using a handheld paint sprayer, and we go in with some brushes, but it's mostly been the paint sprayer.
Hill said painting will continue over the next couple of weeks, weather permitting. You can find more of Hill's artwork on Instagram at Grimm's Ghosts, that's G-R-I-M-S Ghosts, or on Facebook by searching for Creatively Grimm. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.